Beholden to No One, The Untamed fanfic, written by The Leaky Pen and performed by Irrational Pie. Rating: Jen. Summary: Jiang Cheng loved Wen Qing. A whole week with her was a rare luxury, but he'd discovered long ago that he could get enough of his partners. Having his own space back was a relief. That was An Ning telling me he's outside. Wen Qing pocketed her phone and picked up her duffel. At the door, she turned back to Jiang Cheng. I had a lovely time. Me too. Jiang Cheng cupped her cheek and bent to kiss her, pressing her against the door. She kissed back hungrily, gripping his shoulder blade with her free hand. Not giving me much incentive to leave, Wen Qing joked breathlessly, even as she turned the doorknob behind her without looking. Jiang Cheng snorted, stepping back so she could open the door. Get out of my hair, will you? She reached up and gave his hair a firm tug. His eyes fluttered shut at the sensation. It's very nice hair, she said. Goodbye, Jiang Cheng. Jiang Cheng locked the door behind her, and then took a walk around the apartment that was his own again at last. He straightened a throw on the couch, moved his toiletries back to their usual spaces, and placed his reading pile back on the nightstand he'd cleared off for Wen Qing. He loved Wen Qing. A whole week with her was a rare luxury, but he'd discovered long ago that he could get enough of his partners. Having his own space back was a relief. Once the reclamation of his apartment was complete, he stretched out on his couch, claiming the whole length of it, as was his right. After a long few minutes relishing the solitude of his apartment, he pulled his phone out for the usual round of texting. First, to his sister. Thanks for coming out with me and Wen Qing last night. Good to see you and Zixuan. I know she had a good time, too. Then to Zixuan. Good to see you and Jie last night. We still on for dog spotting brunch Saturday? The responses from both were swift in arriving. Zixuan said, absolutely. Dog, yellow heart. Enjoy your empty apartment till then, winky face. Jiang Yanli said, we both had a lovely time as well, Acheng. Tell the wind safe travels from me. He assured them both that he would enjoy his solitude and pass the message on, respectively, and then proceeded to do just that. He texted Wen Qing his sister's message, and then set his phone aside for good. He had a good book and leftovers in the fridge, nowhere to be, and no one to be beholden to. The end. You have been listening to Beholden to No One, written by The Leaky Pen and performed by Irrational Pie. Thanks for listening.